I want to start by just sharing a very well-known verse, a famous verse with Christians, in fact, from the Apostle Paul at the beginning of his letter to the Romans. It's Romans 1 and verse 16. And Paul writes this, "I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes." And I just think if we could sort of gather today in under the truth of that verse. Paul tells us why he's not ashamed. And when you read about Paul in the New Testament and you read what Paul wrote in the New Testament, we know that he had so much forced on him in life that could have produced shame. He was brought into some incredibly low and debased situations because of his loyalty to the good news of Jesus Christ. And yet he says in this statement, he's not ashamed of the gospel for one reason. One reason. It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. And my prayer would be, as we start today to think about our reaching out with this good news of Jesus Christ, that we would have some awareness of what Paul had, of the power of our message to bring salvation to sinners. If that can enter in here, then what we're going to be talking about today will make a lot more sense. Because today is about our reaching out with the gospel, the powerful gospel of Jesus Christ. And really, this is going to take the form of a proposal. It's an invitation to all of us here to involve ourselves both individually and collectively in this task of sharing the gospel. Now, I need to say something right at the start that we have all got to understand. What we're going to be suggesting today is not our whole vision for outreach. Far from it. We're going to be focusing on one aspect of it, and this will be an initiative that is designed to run alongside and to supplement our other ways of reaching out with the gospel. It would be ridiculous to think that this initiative being suggested today is all that the Lord wants us to do and involve ourselves in. Each of us must be intentionally witnessing and reaching out in our everyday lives, 24/7. We're all looking forward, aren't we, to being able to once again invite people into our various works. Please God that the coronavirus and its restrictions will recede as we move into the new year and we get to resurrect our kids' works, our women's works, our men's works, our film nights from time to time, our occasional gospel presentations and events, all designed so that we can bring our contacts, our friends, our loved ones into situations where they will encounter the word of life. And yes, we will continue to deploy the technology at our disposal to share the good news, which we've maybe discovered in a new way during the period of the pandemic. Absolutely. We will continue to move forward on multiple fronts. But today is about something additional we can do to let the people living in this locality know that we are here as representatives of Jesus Christ and have a message of hope to share with them. A saving message of God's power in Jesus Christ. Now, every church situation is unique, and it is the task of each local church to work out under God how it is to go about the task of reaching its own community. And each community is different. It's essential that we remain open to the Lord in that and follow where we perceive Him to be taking us. So here is what we are suggesting that we commit ourselves to doing with God's help over the next 18 months to 2 years. And this, let me repeat, this will run alongside all our other ways of reaching out. The timetable is, to some extent, provisional and will be determined by circumstances. Again, if the coronavirus, if the vaccine doesn't yield the expected and hoped for results, then things may have to change. But we believe what we are proposing now is doable and deliverable. So here's our first suggestion. March 2021, when we expect things to be opening up to a much greater degree, we distribute the little booklet, Exit Strategy. What we're trying to do there, by the way, is we're trying to sort of seize a bit of a cultural moment as we come out of COVID. You know, there's a lot of talk about rebooting the economy and all this. You know, how do we exit from this period of restrictions and lockdowns and all that there? And it's playing on that, because what it is, it's actually one of the four booklets that I've written using four parables. It's actually about a different type of exit. It's the parable of the foolish farmer. This very night, your soul will be required from you. It's about a different exit. Now, we have got a catchment area of between about 4,000 and 5,000 homes that are not too far away. So what we're going to do is we're going to get the booklet printed up. It has on the back our church information, address and website and how you can email and follow us on Facebook and find us on YouTube. It has all that on the back as well. And this will be the first of several repeated literature drops to homes in our area, which we believe will cumulatively put us on the radar of the people in our area and at least let them know that we are here and what we are about. We are here as servants of the gospel and of Jesus Christ. So we kick off in March 2021, God willing. Then in June 2021, we will distribute in the same area, Why Read the Bible? And this was something, of course, this was one of the casualties of the whole COVID thing and the lockdown, because we had those printed and we were going to distribute them in September this year, but that had to be postponed. But coming just into the June, the pleasant weather, the longer days, summer coming, we thought, just why read the Bible? Let's just scatter that in the area. Again, of course, each time with all the church information on it. September 2021. We would love to be in a position to do what we did over a year ago when we produced a very attractive church newsletter advertising what was on our various works and events, and we were able to put that round the area. I mean, we only moved into this situation. We got about a year under our belt. We were just finding our feet, and coronavirus clamped down on everything. So we want to get that going again. So God willing, in September, we will have works that we can advertise and things, you know, that we can be making people aware of. So to do another church newsletter, but to put alongside it another of the parables booklets. This one is called If You Could Ask God for One Thing. And it's based on the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, because the tax collector only asked God for one thing: mercy. The Pharisee asked God for nothing. So it's trying to move in through that. What would you ask God for? And then showing what Jesus has to say in that. Now, as well as the church newsletter and the booklet, If You Could Ask God for One Thing, how about we maybe advertise a Christianity Explored course or two? That could be something then that we could, as we're starting to make contacts, to bring people in to walk them through the truth of the gospel. That's a big one to think about as well. Now, that's March, June, and September. Christmas. Well, there's the little Christmas leaflet that I did with the Opal Trust for this year. That would be available to us. But I have had in my heart for 3 years now the idea, the desire, the burden to write Why Christmas? Just a little booklet along the same lines as the other ones, just giving maybe 5 reasons why Christmas happened and what its significance is. Maybe that's something that we could do at that time as well. Then moving into 2022, God willing, in the run-up to Easter, why don't we distribute into our area again, with the church information on the back, Why the Cross? Obviously Easter, capitalizing on that. We could do that into our area as well. June 2022, another of the parable booklets, The Truth Foundation. This is the parable of the well-known parable of the two builders building his house on the rock and on the sand. And it examines the whole issue of truth and a foundation for life and for eternity. We could distribute that. And then finally, we come through to September 2022, when again, God willing, we would be able to produce maybe that annual church newsletter advertising the different works, etc., and include with it the final gospel booklet, which is called When Jesus Says It's Your Sit-Down Moment, which is based on the parable of the tower builder and the warring king. Before you start, count the cost. And it puts the whole gospel invitation to come to Christ for salvation in the context of make sure you weigh up your decision and don't enter into anything naively. So that's over the best part of 2 years, folks. Let me just add a couple of things that are worth saying. As with past initiatives like this, and we have done this in the past in Castlereagh Fellowship, and it has always been really well owned by the fellowship. Listen, it's another, these are great opportunities to work together, even to involve the children. We've done that in the past, and we've had some great occasions of serving together. And what I love about this is it allows people to work individually on their own time or maybe even in smaller groups at times that can work for them. There's no real sort of deadlines. The one, I suppose, that's more tied to a deadline is the September newsletter. But, you know, it could be done over the course of 2 or 3 weeks, just somebody maybe going out into an area. So it's very doable. And to be honest as well, because these are our own resources, we can produce them relatively inexpensively, actually. And the Lord has blessed us with the funds. And surely distributing gospel literature is a good use of some of those funds. So we now have a good period of time to prepare for this and to pray about it. There is a lot of hard ground out there. We understand that we now live in a post-Christian and increasingly hostile society. I think it is an absolute given that we will receive criticism from various quarters for what we are doing as we move forward with this. We will get a reaction, and it will not always be favorable. But we know that God's eternal purpose is to call out a people for the glory of his name, and we can look confidently to him to use us as he works out his will. And we can water that hard ground with our prayers. If we really take that seriously, enter into that, and apply ourselves to that faithfully, we can see that ground watered. So that is our proposal. We invite you to get involved in this. And listen, to make it a priority. To say now, this gospel, I am not ashamed of it, because I know it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. So I'm going to commit myself to playing my part in this gospel project. And may we look together to the Lord to take us forward in this as we scatter the seed, scatter the gospel seed in the next 2 years according to God's will. Amen.